News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. 7:05 on February the 10th. Could this be a Friday? It just seemed like 4 days ago it was a Monday, Bad Bob. Yeah, our phone line's here, 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live on KCNR1460.com, and you can just jump right into our chat room, as already Indy and John and, gosh, there's a number of others that are in there talking already, and there's talking about big headlines to that some things are going to happen we're going to talk about today. We're also streaming live video at livestream.com. Just go to Free Fire Radio there, and you can find it. Is that right, Bad Bob?
That is correct. Now, you have to go ahead and type in the thing, livestream.com/Free Fire Radio, because in their wisdom, they've redesigned the web page so you can't find the search box anymore, which I'm going to send them an email about. However, we plan by sometime next week on having a link off of our KCNR landing page that will take you to, so you'll have the option of either going into our chat room or to the live stream.
We're going to be starting something here early next week, too, called the commentary with Todd Starnes, who is a gent that talks about a lot of different topics, anything from aging to the Federal Reserve to driving cars. It's it's like a minute and a half. And he does. He comes up with some really some heavy duty stuff. He's talking about, of course, what's going on with the Obama administration in the contraception gate. What do we call that? Call that preg gate, or control gate? For that, anyway, it's getting bigger. It says I think there's a headline somebody just sent to me on the chat room. Indy guy, White House caves Obama to announce accommodation on contraception rule. And what it means really is, like it says, like it or not, you're still going to do it one way or the other. There's a lot of people upset about it. Here's the argument. There's lots of arguments against. We're going to get into that, of course, after our first break, because right now we're going to Susan Eastman at Wells Fargo Advisors. Good morning, Susan. Hello, Susan.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you, Susan? You sound wonderful.
I'm doing great. I'm closing this week a positive note, even though the market's down. Stocks are lower along with commodities this morning after the austerity measure for Greece was rejected. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 132 points at 12,758. The S&P 500 is down 13 points at 1338. And the Nasdaq Composite is down 31 points at 2896. Taking a look at active stocks this morning, Bank of America is down 11 cents, trading at $8.07. Pfizer's off 9 cents at $21.05. ExxonMobil's down $1.05 at $83.83. Local stocks of interest, AT&T is down 16 cents at $29.84. Walmart's down 44 cents at $61.52 per share. Costco down 66 cents, trading at $83.84. Treasuries are higher with a 10-year note up 5/8 to yield 1.97%. Turning to the commodities, gold is down $25 at $17.16 per ounce. Silver is down 42 cents at $33 per ounce. Crude oil down $2, trading at $97 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, thank you so much for coming on. Wells Fargo Advisors are located over on Park Marina Drive. They have a number of pamphlets now that they can give away. Are you there, Susan? Okay, Susan took off. They're located at Park Marina Drive. They're on at 710, 810, and 906 in the morning, live, and then again in the afternoon. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Why do you feel me, feel me, a body, a baby?
Lot. I'm with Chef John Spadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
There are a lot of reasons why people keep coming back to Crown Motors, and Frank Hilachico is one of our favorite return customers. And Frank says, I had the pleasure of buying another new Honda. I enjoyed the same great people and the same great service. Crown is the best dealer around. We appreciate it, Frank. Your pleasure's all ours. We like taking care of our customers. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. Remember, as dealers, we all pay the same price for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl Linda Bott. Linda is still on family business down in Sacramento, and she is fine. Everything's been taken care of for that. And then she's got a singing gig in Palm Springs next Tuesday. For Valentine's Day, she's going to go down and entertain a bunch of people down there in Palm Springs, which is going to be a good time. But while she's here, when she's not here, we have to still do the weather, Bad Bob.
Indeed.
But you have to turn on your microphone first, huh?
Scattered showers today, mainly after 10 a.m., partly sunny in your afternoon, a high near 60, and off and on precipitation throughout the day. 40% chance of showers tonight, then mostly cloudy. And that will continue as you head into your weekend. Right now, 48 degrees in Redding, and this report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
That's right, Anselmo Vineyards. It's a short drive from Palisadro up to Anselmo Vineyards. Great food, just great food, great service. People up there are so friendly. Award-winning wines. And they have music. They have music on Saturdays, and you have to give them a call at 474-5546. Now, also, Ann Coulter is going to be at Anselmo Vineyards on March 23rd, they're going to do a book signing and a she's going to give a talk there in their events tent for one group. And then if you want to stay around and have a private dinner, that's with about 50 people, that's going to happen right afterwards. But you have to call 474-5546 to get tickets for this, and because it is limited, I would imagine it will fill up very, very quick. We've got some bad news today, Bob. It looks like Bernie's guitar.
That is an icon of the music scene.
You know, I don't know if you remember when we did when Linda did Martinis with Santa. You know, it was a fundraiser for sending packages to the troops back a few years ago. I went down to Bernie's guitar because I was going to play a harmonica. Well, everything I know about playing harmonica, you could have put in the head of a very small pin. But I went down there and talked to Bernie and to one of the guys that works at Bernie's, who wrote out Silent Night for the harmonica for me, which essentially was inhale, exhale, in a series of notes, and it worked. It is a landmark, and one of the things about it is that it says here is that there's some tax problems. It goes back years in the economy. But the other thing is people are buying stuff online. They're not buying things locally. People that go they buy at the big box store because they can save $4 or $5. Yeah, okay, but then you go down to Bernie's to get the strings, and you go down to Bernie's to get the lessons, or for him to help you and show you how to take care of it. And he is just a microcosm of a lot of local businesses. You know, you should always, always, always try to do your business with a local person, not a corporation. Do it with a local. A local business, if you can. And if you can't, then you go to a big box store. But the very, very last thing you do, and I don't mean this to be a lecture, but it's, but then you go online at the very last, because online, the city and the county, the people around here get nothing. If for every dollar you spend at a local store, something like 70% stays here. For a big box store, it's like 40 cents stays here. Internet, zero. Zero. So, you know, this is, you know, it, and Bernie's, I guess, is one thing is the guy is such a great guy. And Linda loves him, and he's, you know, he plays for Stephanie Foos, and Stephanie is just a heck of an entertainer. And Bernie's just done a lot for our city. You know, it's not shut down now. I would encourage people, if you've been waiting to go do those things, you know, musically, or, you know, you want to pick up that instrument, you want to do these things, that you head on down to Bernie's. He's right over on Hartnell. Okay, let's talk about a few other things here. You know, the other day we had, I think it was Tuesday or Wednesday, we were talking about this eminent domain, and this Mr. Cox is the city took him on and essentially took his property, said we're going to put the sewer line in. And then there was an article, or there was an editorial in the Record Searchlight. It says, you know, you needed to fight for it, Mr. Cox, but really this is good for the city. Well, let's talk about this. You know, since we talked about eminent domain, I've talked to Patrick Jones, city councilman. I said, you know, what was the big thing about this? And he told me, my friends, it's the developer who is taking off the top of the mountain, and he has a right to it. It's his, you know, it's his land. He's going to build houses up there. He pushes the dirt over the side. That's still okay. I've got no complaints. The man owns the property, right? Well, now he's wanted to put these sewer lines through here, and they offered Mr. Cox $5,000, and he said, "I don't want money. I want you to leave a green belt," which was going to be there anyway. "I want you to leave a green belt there between me and that and the subdivision. I don't want a trail in there because people will cut through my property, drive up my roads to get to that trail. That's what I want. I do not want money." They called him back. "Okay, $7,000. I don't want your money. I want to meet the developer, and I want to just talk this over so I can have a green belt. $10,000. "No, I don't want money. I just want a green belt with no trail there. I want to meet the developer." Well, you know, they call him grumpy and that they can't get along with him because, you know, they're calling, "How about $10,000? "No, click." So what happens? Does the developer meet with them? Now, this is according to Patrick Jones. No, they go to the city. Then our city council, instead of brokering it, says that, "Nope, now it's on us, eminent domain," and then the city ends up paying the $5,600 or whatever the amount of money was that the developer should have paid. So, and now I'm hearing from the other side, again, is that there's more to it than that. He didn't want a city-owned green belt. He wanted developers to give him 150 acres deeded to him, and no one had the ability to deed that to him but the city. You know, this is what's so interesting about it, is there was another side to it, which we didn't get out, but now it comes back again that there was, that he wanted 150 acres. That's a little bit different than what Jones tells me. I guess that means one thing. I guess I might have to go down there and sit for 5 hours every Tuesday to hear it, and then at the end of it, still not understand it. We got to take a break here. Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take ya. Bermuda, Bahama, come on, my pretty mama. Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go? Jamaica, off the Florida Keys.
At North Valley Bank, you get to choose the checking account that best fits your needs. And with our electronic accounts, we're sure you'll be happy with our fee elimination options. For example, if you like electronic banking and would like to eliminate monthly fees, our Express Checking account is the perfect solution. Just sign up for e-statements and direct deposit. Or choose Go Checking. You can avoid the monthly fee when you use your debit card for purchases more than 5 times per statement month. No matter which one you choose, we'll pay you up to $25 when you trade in your debit card and unused checks from your previous bank within 30 to 45 days. That's right, $25. Choose the best account, set up your services, and say goodbye to fees.
For more details, stop in, call us at 866-869-MORE, or visit us online at novb.com. North Valley Bank, member FDIC.
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor. You know, next to Tile City. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily. And they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I received more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment, and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor, or call 722-0635.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Let me turn my headphones up. There we go. 8722 in the morning. It's February the 10th, and it's phone lines here 530-605-4567, as we're getting a phone call right now. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Special times there. Come on, my friends. Head on down to Tobacco and Brew. Joe and Shelley support this community, and they support it through a number of ways. And one way is having the best little espresso bar in the city, Espresso Joe's. Coffee specials there, 16 ounces of hot drink for $3 with their chocolate truffle mocha. They have flavored teas, Virginia and vanilla maple coffee beans on sale. You name it, she's got it there. Also, cigars like the Macanudo is on sale. Buy three, get one free. They're in their walk-in humidor, which is probably one of the best in the state. And they're also collecting old and damaged American flags. Now, you don't know what to do with that flag. Well, take it down to Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, and they make sure that it goes to an organization that treats the flag with honor and respect. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Now, let's go to Amy for our fitness tip. Amy.
Good morning. I love that maple coffee, by the way.
Isn't it good?
So good. Well, good morning to you guys. Happy Friday.
Yeah, happy Friday to you. Linda's down in Sacramento, but you can still talk to me, or you can be like everybody else and say, oh, where's Linda? When I say she's not here, they leave.
I wouldn't do that to you, Carl.
Good. I'm glad. Are you over the flu?
Oh, gosh, yes. It was a rough one, too. Oh, it was scary bad.
People were asking about you in the chat room.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, you know, it's interesting. Today I was going to talk about sleep and how loss of sleep can actually affect so many things with our body, including, obviously, our ability to think right, but it also can affect your cardiovascular health, your energy, and your immune function. So obviously, you know, the less sleep you're getting, the less your body's going to be able to fight things off. So, and there's that's a tough flu going around. So, but I wanted to make sure that people realize that sleep is not overrated. It's really important, especially when we're trying to do the fight against obesity and even just being overweight. Because you think about it, if you have less sleep, you're going to be stressing a little bit more. You're going to be up longer, which is going to allow you to actually eat more when you probably should be sleeping, which will lead to weight gain. And then not only that, you're affecting how your brain is utilizing the glucose. You can get insulin resistance, which can lead to diabetes. And then your immune system gets all compromised. So I know that we always talk about nutrition and fitness, you know, and exercises, but it's really important that once in a while you just stop and check yourself and say, hey, am I getting enough sleep? And do I really need to watch this program, or can I go to bed and maybe improve my immune function and not eat, but go get some sleep and help myself out? Sleep is also the time that your muscles are going to be recovering from your workout. So I just really wanted to pinpoint today, it's really important that people stop, take a look at their schedules, make sure you're getting, you know, 8 to 9 hours of sleep. Realize that women tend to report more sleep problems. So it's, you know,
it's probably
really
because they sleep with, is it because they sleep with men?
I really think so. You guys snore a lot.
I don't. I don't.
Oh, my husband just says he breathes loudly.
It's just probably, he's just trying to relax finally when he goes to sleep. There, Amy's going, push up, 2, 3, 4, 5, or something like that. Let's go play more golf. Hey, Amy, we found a way here to, you know how, we have found a great way to put people to sleep here. We play them, Boomer's Tech, which is a radio, which is Bob Belongi's radio show. It just puts me to sleep right away. You did not see that coming. Yeah, well, haha. You were just sitting there minding your own business. Okay, Amy. Amy's from Adamson's Peak Performance, and you're right. Everybody does need sleep.
And you gotta be careful. You can't build it up in the weekend either, because then that throws you off for the
week. You can't catch up on sleep, I understand.
No, exactly. Right. It's not a good strategy to try. Don't do it. Have enough every night.
Okay. All right. And people say, hey, I love Boomer Tech. So, okay. You know, people are protecting Bad Bob. All right. Hey, Amy,
you know
thanks
it.
A lot. You have a great weekend, hon.
You guys too.
Okie doke. Bye.
Bye.
All right. You know, you want to hear something? Okay. It's not funny. It's sad. But it's sad in a kind of a weird way. The Oglala Sioux Nation is suing Budweiser.
The Sioux are suing. You know, there's punchlines in there, but I'd probably get in trouble.
They are suing the beer companies, not just Budweiser, but other beer companies, for $500 million for the alcohol problems that the Indians are having, the Native Americans are having up on the Sioux Nation up there. And let me tell you something. Having been up there, having been offered a job up there, you know, on the in the county that was probably per capita has more crime than any other place in the United States, the poverty and the sadness up there is just unbelievable. But suing beer companies because of the alcohol problems that the Indian nation's having up there, I don't understand. Alcohol has not been allowed on the reservation since like the 70s. So if it comes on there, it has to be smuggled on. They're saying that there's like 4 or 5 big beer stores and liquor stores outside the res, and that they know that they're smuggling in, they're selling it to them. It's not illegal to sell the beer. I'm kind of getting like this same thing with tobacco use.
Those lawsuits have run their course.
But they keep winning. How can you win on a cigarette? You've been smoking cigarettes since 1970. You were 18 when you started, or 75, and you were 20 when you started. Whatever. How can you sue over something you know that's gone? You know that they say that, or you know that they've warned you about it. It doesn't touch a lot of people, and all that kind of stuff. But it's still, you're suing over something that there's warnings. But on the alcohol, I mean, it's so sad because alcohol has such a negative impact up there. And but to sue a company that's selling their wares legally, it's like suing gun companies. Remember they were suing gun companies over the fact that the guns were being used in crimes?
Yeah, well, suing McDonald's because it made you fat. You know, come on.
It's, you know, at what point do we take responsibility? You know, I take responsibility if I have a beer. I take responsibility if I have a Big Mac, which I don't. I have a Grissburger, the ugly burger. If I take my weapons out and shoot them, I take responsibility for that. I just have a problem when people are suing companies over their responsibilities. It's up to them to take responsibility. And that's probably what half the problems of this country is. We don't take responsibility for our own actions. We let the government do that. Carl Lindebach.
From the Fox Business Network, fresh fears out of Europe taking a toll on the markets here at home. Stocks are trading lower as negotiations over the Greek debt crisis continue. Violent protests have erupted in that nation in response to new austerity measures. Just past 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 125 points. Investors are also digesting the latest news on the U.S. trade gap. The deficit climbed more than expected in December to $48.8 billion. For the full year, the trade deficit in 2011 rose to its highest level since 2008. This is both exports and imports rose to all-time highs. Meanwhile, over in China, that nation saw a larger-than-expected drop in trade activity during January. It marks the first decline in 2 years. Imports for the month were down more than 15%, while exports contracted. Analysts cautioned the data was likely skewed by the earlier-than-usual Chinese Lunar New Year. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
It's a scientific fact. Men can only hear certain frequencies during hockey season. So the jewelry store at Macy's is sending subliminal messages over these radio wavelengths.
30 seconds left on the power play. Chris Tweeter of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Your girlfriend wants an engagement ring for Valentine's Day, and you really should score here before they bring in another man. Also, quit wiping barbecue sauce in your pants. It's called a napkin. Use it.
She's trying to tell you something. This Valentine's Day, get her what she really wants from the jewelry store at Macy's.
Your trusted name in appliances, Carmona's Appliance Center. We have more brand names for you, better service too. Since 1945, we've been the one to trust. Come on over to Carmona's, you'll save more with us.
If your washer doesn't wash and your dryer doesn't dry, your dishwasher leaves, well, you know. Shop Carmona's Appliance Center during their President's Sale going on now through February 21st. You'll find fabulous savings on all our Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, Amana, and Jenner appliances, including washers, dryers, refrigerators, microwaves, ranges, dishwashers, cooktops, and more. Huge in-stock inventory, local delivery, complete parts and service department at your locally owned brand source dealer, Carmona's Appliance Center. Mistletoe Lane, Reading, and our Appliance and Mattress Center on Walnut Street in Red Bluff.
Your trusted name in appliances, Carmona's Appliance Center.
There are a lot of reasons why people keep coming back to Crown Motors, and Frank Hilachico is one of our favorite return customers. And Frank says, I had the pleasure of buying another new Honda. I enjoyed the same great people and the same great service. Crown is the best dealer around. We appreciate it, Frank. The pleasure's all ours. We like taking care of our customers. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. Remember, as dealers, we all pay the same price for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
I'm Curtis Byron of Siskiyou Insurance Services. I could sit here and tell you everything we do, but that's only part of the story. I sell insurance for pretty much everything you can imagine. I'm also your neighbor, and I was raised here. I went to Shasta Elementary, Shasta High, and Shasta College. I can proudly say this is my community and my home, just like you. You see, at Siskiyou Insurance Services, you aren't just dealing with an insurance agent, you're dealing with me, Curtis Byron. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 224-2345.
Folks, I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
Tough times don't have to mean bad times for those who choose to meet the challenges of today's business climate. Every Friday morning on KCNR 1460, we salute the spirit of innovation, discuss new ways of thinking, and celebrate success on Shasta Startup. Join us from 9 to 10 a.m. this Friday to hear how local established businesses, entrepreneurs, and community leaders are stepping up to get the job done. Brought to you by S.J. Denham Motors Chrysler Jeep. Shasta Startup, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Oh, I love that music.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Andy Main loves our music.
Yes, you were live.
Yeah, 530-605-4567.
Good morning, Carl.
And we're, wait a minute, I've got something else to say here, and then we'll get right to you, Andy, okay? And we're streaming live at KCNR 1460. Hey, just take it, Andy. That's the Andy Main Show on KCNR 1460. Hey, I want to talk about singing Valentines, okay? Andy? This is something I know you want to get into.
You do not want
Northern,
me to sing.
No. But what you do is you listen, because Northern Gateway Course of Sweet Adelines International are doing Singing Valentines on Tuesday, which is Valentine's Day, anywhere in the greater Reading area. If you love your family, if you love your spouse, your mom, your grandma, those people that are maybe shut in, neighbors, maybe even your own office staff, call 246-SING. 246-SING, S-I-N-G. Make a reservation. They don't have a lot left, but $40. You get for $40, you get two Valentine's Day songs, a card with your message, and a gift. So that is 246-SING. And they do it anywhere in the greater Reading area. We've had them in here. They sing beautifully. And they're happy. And they're, I mean, it just makes your whole day good. That's the Northern Gateway Course of Sweet Adelines International. Okay, now, as you know, Andy's in here. Trying to take over the show, comes in, occasionally does that. All of our technical stuff stops working. He comes in and he makes it work. Then Andy Main from Shasta.com, but you're not. But so good morning, Andy.
Good morning, Carl. Nice to see you this morning.
It's nice seeing you. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's a nice Friday morning. A little bit of damp out there. We need the weather.
We do. I was told that we can get by kind of this year, but if we hit this again next year, like we did like a few years ago. 150 feet down into the Lake Shasta, so that you have to kind of like use a mud board to slide down to hit the water.
Yeah, well, they're going to raise the level of it, so we're going to have lots of water in years to come.
You know, that's going to be a big. That's going to be interesting too. 18 feet to the top of that. Have they approved that yet? I mean, there's still some things that have to be.
This has been something. Tossed around for about 30
yeah,
years.
It's still
or so,
in the steady stages.
It's going to make a lot of lawyers rich, is what's going to happen.
But I think that if and I do know that the lake has filled in over the 60 years that it's been around. But I worry that. Even then, if they raise the dam, we still need to have some big rain years to fill the sucker up.
Oh, yeah. Andy, let's talk about you a little bit. I mean, how long have you lived here? You're in Reading.
Native, born and raised.
Yeah, you know what? And you've got Shasta.com. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, as most of you know, Carl, we're a local internet provider. I like to think that we're helping bring the technology of the internet into everybody's everyday life.
You know what? The thing that I just saw. I don't know if you had a chance to see the paper today, but even the paper's changed because of technology. Of course, I mean, I love holding a paper in the morning. I think we should always have a paper, but they're now electronic with Reading.com, so you can read it online.
I think it's interesting to note that, and my wife taught me this. That we got her a Kindle a year and a half ago, 2 years, and she started reading books online. And this last Christmas, I got the iPad. And I first thing I did was said, well, I wonder if the iPad can replace the newspaper. Well, guess what? It can. And there, to me, was presented a business model for how it is that newspapers are going to survive. And that really you can, with a large enough screen, you can get the entire newspaper on an iPad, and the quality is just fine. You just have to get used to it. You don't have to go out and get the paper in the morning. You can just sit down in front of the fire or at your breakfast table and read the paper on the screen.
Yeah, but how do you get the Kindle in there in the bottom of that birdcage?
Well, the Kindle actually doesn't have that capability. The new Fire does. And it's a rabbit cage, Carl. You know that's a rabbit cage.
A rabbit cage.
Yeah,
okay.
Hoppus the rabbit.
I don't know why I'm laughing about that. There must be a reason. What I was talking about was the fact it's, you know, all the electrons. And Tom from the Shasta School Superintendent.
Armelino
was in here. We were talking about technology. Well, what he sees and what he'd really like to see is that every child or every student has a electronic book, you know, iPad or whatever, at school and one at home. So they could leave the one at school and then they have one at home. And the books then can be updated immediately, information.
That's right. Yeah,
and they don't have to be carrying around all these books. They have this, and this is what they do their work off
of. The digital revolution is upon us, and I think it's important that we all consider, it's not for everybody, but I think that those of us that are involved in media and in digital electronics, we need to embrace the new technology. We need to try it out and be aware of it, because that's what the young crowd is, whether it's on their phone or whether it's an iPad or a tablet. My daughter, Hannah, she reads the news on her phone every morning. On her phone. Imagine the little tiny screen.
Well, I saw that they did a survey of college students that said the internet, email was too slow. It was too slow.
Right, you have to wait for it.
You have to wait for it. But if you have your phone with you, and I mean, you know, in the social chatter that's going back and forth, I mean, there it is. It's in your hand. So that, to me, was email's too slow. You've got to have, you know, where you've got a computer, you've got to have it with you 24 hours a day. And I'm not sure.
There is an information.
I don't know if I'm ready. I don't know, frankly, if I'm ready for it. But yeah. I'll, because Linda's not here, I'll speak for her, is that there's something about holding a book.
It is
there's something
generation.
About holding a newspaper. You know, that it, like I'm, like I read a number of books. I have purposely not gotten a Kindle. And just, I think for that reason is, but I know people have got them and they love them.
If I put my wife Nancy in here, it would be amazed. For 28 years that we've been married, she goes to sleep every night and reads a book. She is a prolific reader. Now she only reads the Kindle.
Wow.
And she's not a technology person. She's the first one who would say, I have too much technology as it is. But the Kindle, you charge it once, it lasts for a month. You can download books. It's very convenient. It's cheaper than buying the hardback. And she can take it anywhere
with
her.
You get to have the books in forever?
Yes. Okay. You have a library on your Kindle.
We got to take a break here. Andy Main is our guest, Shasta.com. But we're talking about
the celebration of North State Wine.
And that's what we'll do when we get back here. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Gentlemen, don't leave this one to fate. Set the date for a memorable Valentine's at Wind River Casino and enjoy a delicious dinner for two at Elements Restaurant for just $40. Dinner includes an appetizer, house salad, and fry bread, your choice of a 12-ounce New Yorker ribeye steak, baked potato, and seasoned vegetables and dessert, along with $10 free slot play each to play your favorite slot machine. Just $40 for a fun-filled Valentine's dinner and more. Reservations suggested. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
You'll find your favorite table games at Wind River Casino. Everyday favorites like blackjack. You can't go wrong with a classic. Is single-deck blackjack hand-pitch more your style? Three-card poker, four-card poker, Emperor's Challenge Pai-Gow poker, Texas Shootout, and Lucky Ladies bonuses. Lucky Ladies. Plus, coming soon to the pit, three-card craps. No one else in town offers this.
No one.
We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. For all table game details, log on to WindRiver.com. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Casino. It's better on the river.
Five Star Bank is here for you for more than 10 years in the Great North Valley. It's true, Americans are the hardest working people on the planet. Just ask anyone that has made the commitment to be their own boss. Whether you are fulfilling your ambitions by starting your own business or growing your successful business, Five Star Bank is here with smart, safe, and stable advice. Your bank should act like a business partner with your business in mind. Being able to rely on a bank that really understands that kind of relationship is peace of mind. Five Star Bank is here for you. It's tough out there. Let Five Star Bank help you put the shine on this recovering economy. Smart people doing good business. Visit us at 358 Hartnell in Reading or call us at 223-6652. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This month at Tobacco and Brew, the coffee special will be chocolate truffle mocha or white mocha raspberry. 16 ounces of a hot drink for $3 through February. Treat your sweetie to a delicious cup of hot coffee. Tobacco and Brew also has flavored loose teas and vanilla maple coffee beans on sale.
In the humidor, we are offering the Macanudo. The Macanudo is one of the most recognizable and popular cigar brands in the world, and if you purchase three, you get one free. It's known for its mild flavor and body. Tobacco and Brew is also collecting old or damaged American flags that need proper honor and care in their disposal.
And did you know, when you bring in your empty bottles and cans to Tobacco and Brew, they will donate them to the Empire Recovery Center.
That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hey, honey, hop in the Jeep. Let's go get a cup of coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm with Free Fire Media and Carl Lindabot. Linda's still on family business down in Sacramento. 7:45 in the morning, February the 10th. It's Friday. Only two more working days till Monday. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair with Jeff Wurst, a veteran. A guy that takes really, really good care of your windshield. I know it, you know, it's, oh, windshield. I see some guy out on the road and he can do it for $10. Wrong. What you'll do is he puts bubble gum in there, but not Jeff Wurst. He can repair any crack up to 24 inches across your windshield. I had a 12-inch crack in my Ford F-150 windshield. He fixed it well over 2 years ago and you still can't see it. It still works. That's Jeff Wurst, Redding Crackmaster, Windshield Repair. Give them a call at 530-241-8373 or just stop by at 3208 South Market Street. That's Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Our guest today is Andy Main from Shasta.com, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the celebration of North State Wines.
Indeed. Yes, coming up, Carl, at the end of March, on March 31st, down at the Gaia Hotel, the Palisadro Park's 8th Annual Wine and Dine is going to be held, and we're going to have a celebration of wine of North State wineries. We've done that every year in the past, but this year we've got a new spin to it. The event's going to be at the Gaia Hotel, where it's, in the past it's been in Palisadro. We're expanding the marketing effort out to the entire community, and we're going to start. This is kind of the first annual celebration of North State wine, where people come and enjoy the fruits of the labor of our local wineries. It's pretty exciting stuff. We're going to have a large group of wineries there, all local wineries that people can come and taste. And the Gaia Hotel is going to be pairing particular food for each of the wineries. And what that means is that as you go around to the different winery stations, there's going to be different food depending on the wine that they're serving at that moment. So the event starts at 5:30 in the afternoon. If people want to sign up, they can go to pcpark.org or palisadrocommunitypark.org. You can just Google it. You'll get there. And you can sign up online. Tickets are $50. We have all kinds of sponsorship packages available. There's also a live and a silent auction. We've done this event every year. We've raised from $20,000 to $30,000 for the park in Palisadro. And this year, because it's an election year, we expect to have a crowd of 300 people at the Gaia.
Okay, so because it's an election year is because the candidates are showing up and...
Four years ago, that's exactly what happened. All the local politicians said, hey, there's going to be a bunch of people. We need to be there and rub elbows. And so we had a nice showing of all the...
Okay, this is going to be March 31st, 2012, 5:30. And the benefit, it's a benefit for the Palisadro Community Park.
Yes.
Okay, and the tickets are $50, but then you get wine and food, great hors d'oeuvres, live auction, live music, silent auction.
That's right.
So that's, yeah, what kind of have you got it lined up yet? Who what kind of auction items you have? I mean, is this going to be like a trip to Paris?
Maybe I can tell you what we've done in the past. We have houseboat vacations. We have Silverthorne Resort that's going to donate a week on a $4,500 package. So a week on one of their large houseboats on Shasta Lake. We have getaway packages for traveling. We have a lot of local items that people come up with and donate, and you just have to see it to believe it, because it's an amazing collection of local things and things that you can't find in other places. We're also going to have baskets on the table that people can take home with them, and we have a beautiful theme where we're going to have a wine bottle in the middle of every table with candles lighting up the area. We're going to have music with Ron Largent and the Straight Ahead Band that they do every year. So we're really looking forward to the event.
Well, let me ask you about the Palisadro Community Park now. These are plans to build this with the money that's been flowing in for the last couple of years. And it's a community park. It's 18 acres.
It's a community park. It was actually started back in the 80s. The fundraising effort started. And about 8 years ago, we actually acquired the 18 acres from the Park family. They're a family in Palisadro. that was really heavily involved in the bee industry. They had bought the land probably 40, 50 years ago and run it with cattle. And it's right in downtown Palos Cedro on Cedro Lane across from the Holiday Market Shopping Center. And over the last 5 years, we've put about $150,000 of improvements. So there actually is a park there now. And it is a gated park. It's only available for special events right now. When we went through the county use permit process, the neighbors had a concern that if it was open to the public just around the clock that there may be vandalism and things. So right now we have the entire 18 acres is fenced. We have trails in there. We have picnic tables. This year we're going to bring in water from the Shasta County. We've already paid $15,000 for the right to connect to CS8 number, which is the water district out there, and we're going to be bringing in and letting the contracts out this year to get the water service into the park. That's the first step, and then our next major step is going to be putting playgrounds in and then getting a road. I mean, eventually we're going to have tennis courts, and we're going to have a soccer field and a baseball field and a 6,000-foot community center.
Wow.
It's an ambitious project, about $1.5 million project, and we've raised about $400,000 over the years. That includes the donation, a large donation of $125,000 from the Park family, who actually gave the property to us at a reduced price over what the market was at the time.
Okay. Our guest is Andy Main, and we're talking right now about the Palos Cedro Community Park, but also about on March 31st, a celebration of North State Wines. It's going to be a great event out there, a fundraiser for the park. We've got to take a break here. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
People keep coming back to Crown Motors, and Frank Hilichico is one of our favorite return customers. And Frank says, I had the pleasure of buying another new Honda. I enjoyed the same great people and the same great service. Crown is the best dealer around. We appreciate it, Frank. Your pleasure's all ours. We like taking care of our customers. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. Remember, as dealers, we all pay the same price for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank, flashlight and radio, 4 blankets, 2 tube tents, first aid kits, food for 2 people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor. You know, next to Tile City. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily. And they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I received more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment, and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor, or call 722-0635.
Cowboy Open Party Down.
The biggest three-day rodeo in the country. April 20th, 21st, and 22nd. Get your tickets now for the Red Bluff Roundup.
Call 527-1000 or go online to redbluffroundup.com.
Captain Eric Lawrence needed help after a paralyzing injury in Afghanistan.
PBA helped me write my resume,
Got me a job interview. I got the job.
To learn more, visit PVA.org. A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Carl and Lindbot. Yeah, we're blinded by the light all the time. Our guest, Andy Main, and we're talking not just Shasta.com, which is his business and a local business at that, and what can we say is that, you know, buy local, stay local, is we are talking about the celebration of the North State Wines, which is going to be just a great event, standalone event anyway, but then the good thing about it is that the proceeds go to help with the Palo Cedro Community Park. Now, great wine, great food.
Oh, absolutely, Carl. I'm so excited this year about having the event at the Gaia Hotel. I failed to mention earlier that if you come down and spend the evening with us drinking wine and having great food prepared by Chef Greg the Gaia, they're having a discount so you can spend the night at the Gaia for only $89 a night. So really, it's important. It's important. It's going to be a lot of fun to take your honey out and go out and have a taste wine and have some great food with friends and then spend the night. I wanted to take a chance here, take this morning and talk a little bit about the wineries that we're going to have because we have 8 so far. We're hoping maybe that we might get a couple more, but we have a lot of wineries that have been making wine in the North State for years, many of whom you know. Matson, which is the oldest winery in the North State, has been at this event every year since it began 8 years ago. And we also have Bernsini. We have Lassen Peak Vineyards with Mike and Deanna Bullard. Again, they've been there and graciously supplied wine to the event over the years. We also have DeCaro Cellars, Intermountain Vineyards, Shasta View Vineyards, Indian Peak, and Cedar Crest Vineyards. And we, in years past, we've had Alpen, and they're all North State wines. And it's just amazing to me that the wine that is made and grown and made here in the North State is as good as it is. I'm an amateur winemaker myself. I have 100 vines at home, and I make a Petite Syrah and a Cabernet.
You do.
And once a year, we get people out there, and we pick the grapes, and we stomp them with our feet. We do it the old-fashioned way.
You know what? I can't help it. I'm old enough to remember I Love Lucy. And when she did the grape stomping, that has to be one of the most hilarious scenes in my whole life. So when people talk to me about grape stomping, I think about people taking grapes and pushing in each other's face, and now you're purple at the end of it.
Yeah, you know, it's really interesting. It's really interesting for anybody who loves wine. You should Google the Shasta Cascade Viticulture Association. It's a local association. It was started about 8 years ago by a guy named Greg Butler, who retired up in the North State. And there's a lot of people who are not necessarily bonded vineyards, mm-hmm. but Greg started with like 20 members, and now they have over 130 members, and we have about 20 North State wineries, maybe even 30, and then more and more people are coming to the North State and planting wine.
Well, you know, you're absolutely right. We've been over to other people's houses. Oh, we've got 2 acres out here that everybody makes their own wine, and they're making, you know, their own labels. But it's now, is this strictly for your own use, or are you just kind of, you know, you've got enough that you can give to friends? And
I have enough. I make about 20 to 30 gallons a year of Petite Syrah and Cabernet. I wanted just to mention, when we're talking about wine and having fun with wine, we have a local guy, Rodney Page, who is starting a business called Wine Synergy, and that's where we get local wines and we blend them. And it's amazing to me how good the blended wine is. It'd really be
surprising.
Well,
this is a good area up here for vineyards. I like to see us become a real draw for vineyards.
It is. Well,
people, because we can have restaurants with our vineyards where in Napa they can't do that.
That's right. Shasta Wine Village is coming in the North Valley. We're going to have a place where you can go and taste all the local wines in one place.
That's great. Okay, our guest has been Andy Main. We're talking about the big wine extravaganza and food tasting and all this. The celebration of North State Wines. It's going to be March 31st. I'm sure we'll be hearing more about it here in the next month or so. And the proceeds go to help the Palo Cedro Community Park.
And Carl, thanks so much for having us online. I wish everybody a great Friday.
And I can't understand. What was that last thing?
We get tickets there?
Oh, you can get tickets there.
You can get the tickets online. You can also get them at our office at Shasta.com and North Valley Bank in Palo Cedro.
Okay, great. We'll talk about it more as we get closer, but just hold that day open for yourselves in March. Hey, when we come back, we're going to have Sherry Beck, who's running for our county supervisor position. And if you haven't met Sherry, here's your chance. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio.
And thank you for listening to KCNR 1460. KCNR Shasta Reading Free Fire Radio continues right after Fox News.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Are religious groups off the hook in the contraception controversy? President Obama is readying changes to the much-protested rules. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowitz live at the White House.
A little over an hour from now, the president is set to personally announce a revision of his controversial contraceptive services mandate. I just got off a call with the White House, who described this change as an accommodation, saying the president has taken this controversy personally. They say religiously affiliated organizations that object to contraception coverage will be excused from the rule. However, their insurance companies will then be ordered to provide the services to that organization's employees free of charge. It's not clear yet whether this will appease opponents of the policy, but Planned Parenthood, which supports the policy, just gave its blessing. Dave?
Mike, the road to the White House takes a right turn today.
We are not just wings of the Republican Party. We are the Republican Party.
Rick Santorum rallying conservatives at their big annual conference in Washington.
It's important that we tackle this huge, monstrous debt that we have in our country.
Mitt Romney and Newt Gingrich will address CPAC later, but Santorum has the momentum big time. A new Fox poll details that. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
The survey shows that Santorum is surging to 30% after his Tuesday victories. That's up from 17% before the Minnesota, Missouri, and Colorado contests, 30% a tie with Mitt Romney. Now, the big loser in this week's Fox survey is Newt Gingrich. He dropped from 26% early in the week to just 16% now. Ron Paul's support held steady through the two periods of that Fox nationwide survey of Republican primary voters, Dave.
And Rich, a Fox poll also shows President Obama would beat any of those Republicans head-to-head. The man who brought Joe Paterno down back in court.
Any message for your grandchildren, coach?
Jerry Sandusky, mobbed by reporters going in. The ex-Penn State coach accused him of molesting boys, and his attempt to be able to see his grandkids while on house arrest is one of the issues of today's hearing. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We don't just have a website, no. We have a get it done site. AdvanceAutoParts.com. Need a hard to find part? Done. Need to save money? Done. Need it fast? Done. And right now, visit AdvanceAutoparts.com and save 15% off orders of $100 or more. Done, 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 done. AdvanceAutoparts.com. Service is our best part. See AdvanceAutoParts.com for details.
They employ much of the world's workforce, contribute a great deal to the global GDP. Look out your window and you'll see a bunch of them, building, collaborating, innovating. Some call them mid-sized businesses, but there's nothing mid about them. They're engines, and we'd like to introduce them to you. IBM and the Good Company Project are proud to present some of the most inspired mid-sized companies and their business partners, helping to build a smarter planet. Get to know these engines by visiting facebook.com/midmarketIBM. Mid-sized businesses are the engines of a smarter planet.
Syrians keep battling Syrians. But the constant fight in the city of Homs, a flashpoint in the uprising, isn't the only violence today. An attack in Syria's largest city, Aleppo, has left at least 25 dead, 175 wounded. Syria's regime blames terrorists. This as rebels get ready to fight back harder. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither, live in our Middle East Bureau.
Dave, I spoke to Riyad al-Assad, the commander of the Free Syrian Army, who's at an undisclosed location on the Syrian-Turkish border. He says they will not give up the fight.
We are more powerful than the regime because people are supporting us on the ground and we have the right ideology. As you see, for the past 10 days, despite the heavy shelling, troops are not able to enter the town of Homs.
He also said that they're moving away from a position of defense to one of attack. There has been some discussion in recent days about helping to equip and train the rebel forces, Dave.
Emily, life in prison for a terrorist in Germany who killed two American airmen in an attack on U.S. troops boarding a bus last year at Frankfurt Airport.
The 22-year-old gunman is a Muslim from Kosovo who's also been convicted of wounding two other soldiers. Uka has apologized, saying he can't understand his actions and that he was brainwashed on the internet. The murders have been described as Germany's first deadly jihadist attack.
That's Fox News Radio's Simon Ohm. There are more mass protests in Greece today and a public strike. Two government ministers have quit amid the loud opposition to European demands that the Greeks make budget cuts and implement more strict measures to secure a second EU bailout to avoid Greece going into bankruptcy. There's concern about all that on Wall Street. The Dow's down 115 points. Federal safety regulators are investigating reports of fires in 2007 Toyota Camrys and RAV4s. It's just an investigation at the moment. It could lead to a recall, but there is not one yet. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media with Carl and the Bot, 8:05 in the morning, February the 10th, a Friday. Another week has escaped us, Bad Bob. 530-605-4567 is our phone lines, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You can jump into our chat room as Sonny and John and Indy and just a number, 1776, just rolled in. Freedom Voters, yeah. And Freedom Voter just came in, too, so this is good. We're also going live video. Go to livestream.com and look up Free Fire Radio. We'll have that on our website next week because we've been experimenting with doing the video. At the same time, we're doing the streaming. We're streaming video and words there.
Wonderful.
Oh, I know. It's scary, isn't it? And then we were just talking with Andy Main from Shasta.com about you know, here I am talking about slowing down the electrons, and here we are speeding up the electrons around here. Today, and we're going to go, of course, to Wells Fargo, to our advisors there. Then after that, we're welcoming Sherry Beck, who is running for county supervisor. And in case you don't know Sherry, we're going to learn what she wants here as she runs against. It's a big race here. We've got, I think, three or four people running
right for
the supervisor. But first, let's go to Susan Eastman, of our Wells Fargo advisors. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Linda and Carl. Well, the stocks continue to stay down after delays in Greek aid and a decline in consumer confidence. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is off 113 points at 12,777. The S&P 500 is off 10 points at 1341. And the NASDAQ Composite down 20 points at 2907. Some of the day's biggest movers, Alcoa is down 27 cents, trading at $10.37. Walgreens and Companies up 50 cents at $34.71. Halliburton down 37 cents. At $36.40 per share. Local stocks of interest, Target down 51 cents at $52.19. Best Buy is off a quarter at $25.10. Safeway is down 26 cents, trading at $21.68. Over in the bond department, the 10-year note is 1.99%. Taking a look at commodities, gold is down $20.50, $17.20 per ounce. Silver is off 34 cents at $33.57. Crude oil down $1.56, trading at $98.28 per barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, thank you so much. The Wells Fargo Advisors are located on Park Marina Drive, and we have our update with them at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning and again in the afternoon. We're going to take a quick break, and we come back. Sherry Beck, running for the seat of Supervisor Linda Hartman, who has said she's not running again as she has taken the job as Assistant Administrator of the new Veterans Home. Of course, we have a veterans home, but it's not open yet. But I think that's probably one of the things we're going to talk about.
Right.
We'll be right back. Carl and DeBot, Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460. Miss a day? Miss a lot.
There are a lot of reasons why people keep coming back to Crown Motors. And Frank Hilachico is one of our favorite return customers. And Frank says, I had the pleasure of buying another new Honda. I enjoyed the same great people and the same great service. Crown is the best dealer around. We appreciate it, Frank. The pleasure's all ours.
We like taking care of our customers. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. Remember, as dealers, we all pay the same price for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
Hi, it's Charlie Thompson. I'm here to get out the word on CVAC, Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council. We're a county-sponsored organization of all Shasta Veteran Service Groups. In fact, if you're a veteran or veterans group, you may already be a member. To learn more, visit us on the web at scvac.us. That's scvac.us. And then join us at a quarterly meeting and see how you can get more involved supporting your fellow vets. CVAC, Veterans Helping Veterans.
Join the conversation in our chat room. KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. And Carlin DeBotland is still in Sacramento working with her parents on some family things going on down there. Her parents are fine. And people have asked in the chat room. Linda's parents are fine. They were, you know, like an uncle and close friends in the family. Just everybody was, lives were ending there, and so she's been down helping with all that. Nothing violent or anything. It's just, I guess it was time. 8:10 in the morning. What's the weather look like today, Bad Bob?
Well, we're going to have some raindrops falling on our heads today. Scattered showers mainly after 10 a.m. Partly sunny, then a high near 60 tonight. Showers continuing off and on and mostly cloudy. Low will be 44. Continued partly cloudy tomorrow. 30% chance of rain and a high of 62. It is currently 49 degrees in Reading. This report is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Oh, well, the Anselmo Vineyards, of course, every Saturday they have music. They're up there. So give them a call at 474-5546 to get reservations. It's a beautiful place up there. Great food. They are welcoming Ann Coulter here at Anselmo's on March 23rd. It begins about 5 a.m. with a talk and a book signing, and then later she'll have a private dinner with the with fans of hers, and tickets are limited to 50 people for the dinner and up to 200 people for the book signing and the talk she gives, and it says that she will be on our show.
Wonderful.
On here on KCNR 1460, and everybody will get a chance to ask Anna a question, but I have a feeling Ann can probably handle anything that's being asked to her.
This is true.
You know, it's funny, you know, when they put the article in the paper, there's like 186 comments, which I didn't even read because I saw the article, but I was doing something else. But then I just looked at it and said 186 blog comments. Bad Bob, what do you think those blog comments? You think those were positive?
Probably not.
Do you think they may have said something about Ann Coulter and R.C. Anselmo and moi?
I think the cheap shots are, as always.
I didn't even look at them. I didn't even realize there was 186 comments. I mean, I just got to kind of like go there and take a look at that. For the same, well, yeah, I know it's eight people and they live with their parents, but that's okay. All right, let's get back to our subject here, and that is Sherry Beck. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Carl.
Okay, we're going to have to bump up the sound there and get you a little closer.
Okay. Good morning, Carl, and all the listeners out there.
Okay, great. Sherry, you're running for district supervisor.
Yes, I am.
Okay, and which district is that?
That would be District 4. Linda Hartman has been appointed as the assistant administrator for the new veterans home, and so she is not going to run for her office again.
Linda's done a great job, and in fact, people never even ran against Linda, and she's so young. It's not like she's been in that job.
Well, the first time she had it pretty hard, yes, because I worked on her campaign.
Now, this was
8 years ago.
Obviously, yeah, before I came aboard, but I know the last time she ran, it was like, no, we're just, you know, Linda's in there. She's ensconced into the position. Now she's moved on to this, tell us who Sherry Beck is. People may not know who you are because you kind of like work behind the scenes in a lot of this.
Well, I have been here in Shasta County for 35 years. We raised our daughters here. They have gone on to be married and gone through school. 28 of those years that I was in public service was working as a staff member for the legislature. And I was a field rep, an administrative assistant, and a district director where I trained all the field reps. My latest position was working for Assemblyman Jim Nielsen. And during that time, and working for all these legislators, I have done a lot of casework. I have helped develop legislation. I have helped resolve many issues that constituents have brought to us. And unfortunately, there are constituents out there that don't know that their legislators are there to help them, especially if they have difficulties with state agencies. And that's our job as staff members, is to help these people when they come there to our office. It's very important that people keep a good relationship with the staff people, because they also then can move forward with their issues, if they need be, to the legislator and have his input as well to resolve these issues.
Okay, Sherry, we have a lot of questions coming in. Do you work with Brenda Haynes?
Brenda Haynes, when she worked for Assemblyman Jim Nielsen, yes, I did work with her.
Okay. I'll save some of these questions as we go along here, okay, but it has to do with issues and such. But we'll get back to them, 1776. Have you ever held elective office?
Yes, I have. I was on the board of Shasta College trustees for 8 years, and I dealt with budgets, contracts, construction of the new facilities downtown here, the health facilities, as well as the construction of the new campus in Red Bluff. We also extended programs out to Weaverville and also up to Fall River and to Burney. I'm very experienced in dealing with audits. When I was on the Board of Trustees, I was on a statewide legislative advisory committee, and we met once a month and reviewed legislation and developed legislation that we could recommend to the legislators. I also have been an elected member for 4 years for the Shasta County Republican Central Committee.
So I don't have to ask if Republican or Democrat. I ask that, too.
I don't think so. I've been a member of Republican Women for about 30 years. I'm past president, and I was the Woman of the Year in 2006.
Oh, okay. So I guess we can say we know kind of where you stand politically then. Big government, small government?
I think small government is best. When you get big government, they become like a nanny government, which is what is developed now, and federally especially. As you know, our local government has only a certain amount of discretionary funds. A lot of this comes from the state. It's mandated by the state or the feds, and we don't really have much to say about how we spend our money there. That's why we need to make sure that when we elect a governor, that we realize that a governor or a president appoints those judges where we have to take our issues as the ultimate recourse to our problems. For the board to operate, I think we need to have that good relationship. We need to be aware of what's going down there in Sacramento, and we need to know how it's going to impact local government here, and how can we lobby our legislators to keep those onerous situations occurring.
Okay. I'm just getting a lot of questions in here. I'm trying to write down. But we have a caller for you, Sherry.
Okay.
John, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. How are you?
I'm peachy.
I could tell. And I'm glad that Linda's working through the issues down there in Sacramento with her family. And
I'm very, very happy that she's down there, because she's helping out a lot with her parents, who would be down there doing it anyway. But she's there to kind of do the heavy lifting. So
they needed the support,
yes.
No doubt. I have a question for Sherry.
She's listening.
Sherry, right?
Yeah,
Sherry.
Yes.
She's listening.
You're there. Okay, listen. You know, we've had a recent guest on the show, Russ Mull, who is a public works director at the county level. He kind of epitomizes what I'm going to ask you about, because both the Board of Supervisors and the City Council seem to defer in ways that are not really acceptable to staff on all issues. I have found pretty much at the City Council level particularly, they'll take a staff report and four of the five board members will resolutely agree with it no matter what's sitting there. It's a rubber stamp situation. On top of that, when it comes down to these city employees or county employees who serve at the leisure of the, or the pleasure, I'm sorry, of the board and the council. Reviewing their job performance seems to also be a rubber stamp. There doesn't ever seem to be any criticism. It's always they've done a fantastic job, recommended for promotion, advancement, raises, whatever. I'd like to know how you feel about the fact that it seems that the tail is shaking the dog here.
I don't,
what you would do to address this situation.
Yeah, I don't believe in rubber stamping people. I like to investigate the issues. When I was out there on the Shasta College Board of Trustees, we had a lot of personnel issues that we discussed and determined and decided in closed session. That's where you handle personnel issues.
Mm-hmm.
I have found from various comments around town and rumors that the department head of resource management, which is Russ Moll, is the only one that requires 4/5 of the board's votes to reassign him or dismiss him. And that's very difficult to get that.
Is that 4 out of 5 votes? It's not 3 out of 5?
No, I was told that it's 4 out of 5. He's the only department head that has that. And so in order to address that issue, first of all, you need to get all the facts. And those of us that are on outside of government that have not been in those closed sessions, we really don't have all the facts as what is occurring in these particular issues. But that's one thing that you need to investigate. Don't just rubber stamp it. Don't just say, no, these department heads have been there. They're doing a good job. We need to evaluate each one personally to see how they are performing in their jobs. And if there are complaints coming in, we need to know why and what's causing this and how to address those particular issues.
It seems to be, first off, people need to know who they're in charge of.
That's true.
In this particular case, and I think it was somebody who addressed the Board of Supervisors recently pointed out on several occasions that the board didn't even recognize that they were the ones that this man was reporting to and not the the county manager.
Well, the county manager is hired by the board as well.
Yeah, I know.
The board is the ultimate decision maker.
Yeah, the point is there's like nine different departments under the board,
right,
of supervisors directly, that Larry Lees, who's very, very capable, does not have anything to say, really. I mean, he can put his advice in, but it comes right down to it. The Board of Supervisors are the ones that can hire or fire these people. I didn't know about the 4 out of 5, though. I thought it seems to me a simple majority of the Board of Supervisors should be enough to remove somebody.
Well, this apparently was changed a few years ago.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay, we got to take a break. And thanks a lot, John.
Thank you.
We got to take a break. Our guest, Sherry Beck, running for District 4 as supervisor. We'll be right back. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
If your washer doesn't wash and your dryer doesn't dry, your dishwasher leaves, well, you know. Shop Carmona's Appliance Center during their President's Sale going on now through February 21st. You'll find fabulous savings on all our Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, Amana, and Jenner appliances, including washers, dryers, refrigerators, microwaves, ranges, dishwashers, cooktops, and more. Huge in-stock inventory, local delivery, complete parts and service department at your locally owned brand source dealer, Carmona's Appliance Center. Mistletoe Lane, Reading, and our Appliance and Mattress Center on Walnut Street. Street in Red Bluff.
Your trusted name in appliances, Carmona's Appliance Center.
At North Valley Bank, you get to choose the checking account that best fits your needs. And with our electronic accounts, we're sure you'll be happy with our fee elimination options. For example, if you like electronic banking and would like to eliminate monthly fees, our Express Checking account is the perfect solution. Just sign up for e-statements and direct deposit. Or choose Go Checking. You can avoid the monthly fee when you use your debit card for purchases more than 5 times per statement month. No matter which one you choose, we'll pay you up to $25 when you trade in your debit card and unused checks from your previous bank within 30 to 45 days. That's right, $25.
Choose the best account, set up your services, and say goodbye to fees. For more details, stop in, call us at 866-869-MORE, or visit us online at novb.com. North Valley Bank, member FDIC.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
It's Friday. We're beating that drum. 8:25 in the morning, February the 10th. It's 48 degrees out there. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. We've reset the live stream, so it's running faster now. So it doesn't look like I'm doing the robot when we're moving around. Give us a call at 530-605-4567. Our guest is Sherry Beck, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Estate Granite and Marble. The strength and opulence of marble and granite. And Mike Huber does great work. He will work within your budget, 241-7866-241-STONE. Okay, Sherry, we've had a Sherry Beck who's running for District 4 Supervisor, and she has, we've had just a lot of questions coming in here and the, for you. So, you know, and fine. Your stance on the Knighton Road shopping mall.
The Knighton Road shopping mall. It has been my opinion that sooner or later we're going to have a shopping mall out there. And I would say that if they meet the environmental requirements, it's going to produce a lot of jobs, and there'll be a lot of traffic stop at that particular area. When I worked for Caltrans as their public affairs director, I found that there are thousands of cars that travel up and down I-5. This is the major thoroughfare to the north states as well as Canada and down to Mexico. There's going to be a lot of traffic there, and I think that this will be a good project for Shasta County. And I understand that the vote was almost unanimous. In fact, it was unanimous to go ahead with this particular project, and I do support this project.
Okay. That's very clear then. Some people kind of like dance around it, but that was really clear, Sherry. Okay. What do you see as being the largest issue or the most salient issue of for the county, that the county faces right now?
Well, I think Shasta County right now is at risk because of all this prison alignment, realignment from the state. The court orders came in and said that you have to reduce your prison population because they're not getting taken care of like they should be. And so they developed this plan of AB 109, which passed, and unfortunately, there was the majority party down there that passed it. They only needed 41 votes. And these prisoners now are being released into our county, and they're supposed to be non-violent felons. Well, first of all, the recidivism rate on these particular criminals that are released like this is 70 to 80%. So they're in a lifestyle that's not going to change all that much. In addition, where are they going to find work? We've got one of the highest unemployment rates here, and we have one of the highest welfare rates. What are you going to do with these people? And not only that, the responsibility for taking care of these people have been given to the county's probation officers, and they don't provide that much money. Now, I've talked to Sheriff Vasenko, and he said that he has applied for some funding that's available down there. And I asked Jim Nielsen when I worked for him, was this money available? And he says, yes, there's money in the available, but you kind of have to compete for it. So the county is applying for funding down there to help out with this situation up here. Sheriff Vasenko would like to open the bottom floor again of the jail. And also the annex, if possible. Of course, years ago, Crystal Creek was shut down, and that's made an impact on the county. He has some very good ideas. Also, he would like to put in funding for a new jail. This jail is about 30 years old, and he feels that we could benefit by having a new jail, and there's funding out there for that as well. And so he is asking the board for a certain amount of funds to build another jail. When this jail was built, I was a little disappointed. It was we've been here 35 years, and it was built 30 years ago. They wanted to put more floors on it, but the city father said, no, we don't want people to drive into Reading and see the icon of Reading being a high-rise jail. And so they only built 7 floors instead of the 10 or 12 that they wanted to. Unfortunately, we're paying for that right now. I would like to support the sheriff in this particular issue. Also, he is talking...
We've got about a minute left here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No. We public safety then, obviously.
Public safety is very important, yes.
When we come back, I want to talk... one of the things you were talking about was business climate. Mm-hmm. And there is, in my opinion, there are impediments to doing business here in our town and in our city up here in our county. And I'd like to hear what you would do about that, about maybe easing some of these.
Okay.
And then, of course, some of the other things, the Veterans Home especially,
right.
How you feel about that. Anyway, we'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. And we'll be taking your questions, too, from the chat room. Or give us a call at 530-605-4567.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. The president expected to announce a revision to his controversial birth control mandate shortly. White House officials telling Fox Radio's Mike Mackowitz.
The president has taken this controversy personally. They say religiously affiliated organizations that object to contraception coverage will be excused from the rule. However, their insurance companies will then be ordered to provide the services to that organization's employees free of charge.
The head of the Catholic Health Association, which fought the requirement, saying they're pleased with the revision. GOP presidential hopefuls courting conservatives at a major gathering in D.C.
As conservatives and Tea Party folks, that we are not just wings of the Republican Party, we are the Republican Party.
That's Rick Santorum, who, according to Fox polls, is closing in on Mitt Romney, who, along with Newt Gingrich, are also addressing the group today. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Reach your sweetheart to Wind River Casino's Cupid Couple Slot Tournament on Friday, February 10th at 6 o'clock. Over $7,000 up for grabs. Just a $40 buy-in per couple or $25 for singles. Plus, drawings for a chance to win a night at the Hilton Garden Inn. Dinner for two at Elements and $25 free slot play. This tournament will sell out fast. Buy-in now at the River Club. $5 free slot play plus prize drawings. For details, log on to windriver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. It's better on the river.
A great meal is always a good idea. And where better to grab a bite than Elements Restaurant? While you heat things up on the casino floor, we're heating things up in the kitchen. Elements is the place to take a break and recharge. Enjoy a friendly atmosphere and happy people. Perfect for the whole family. Ask about our nightly dinner specials. All-you-can-eat breakfast buffet, $4.95 with your River Club card. Elements Restaurant, only at Wind River Casino. For more information, call 1-800-280-UIN or log on to windriver.com. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor. You know, next to Tile City. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily. And they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I received more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
1313 Hartnell Avenue between Churn Creek and Victor or call 722-0635.
I'm Curtis Byron of Siskiyou Insurance Services. I could sit here and tell you everything we do, but that's only part of the story.
I sell insurance for pretty much everything you can imagine. I'm also your neighbor, and I was raised here. I went to Shasta Elementary, Shasta High, and Shasta College. I can proudly say this is my community and my home, just like you. You see, at Siskiyou Insurance Services, you aren't just dealing with an insurance agent, you're dealing with me, Curtis Byron. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 224-2345.
Tough times don't have to mean bad times for those who choose to meet the challenges of today's business climate. Every Friday morning on KCNR 1460, we salute the spirit of innovation, discuss new ways of thinking, and celebrate success on Shasta Startup. Join us from 9 to 10 a.m. this Friday to hear how local established businesses, entrepreneurs, and community leaders are stepping up to get the job done. Brought to you by SJ Denham Motors Chrysler Jeep. Shasta Startup, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 8:35 in the morning, February the 10th. You know, today is going to be a good day. It's a little bit of rain, but it's still, every day is a good day. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. I was in there yesterday. Had to wait in line for a little while, but that's okay. I caught up on Guns and Ammo, and the other great magazines they have. Take a step back in time, get a great haircut, great prices, discounts for veterans, and it's just it's man's last stronghold. What can I say? I'm checking. You know, you got to go in and check it out. I see a number of people that go in there, and the and we're talking about they were talking about how close that Tim actually got to a hole in one, 6 inches away from it. The closest I've ever had to having a hole in one was a 60 mortar round we dropped. It didn't go off right, and we almost put. It was not just a hole in one; it's like a hole in four, but four of us. That's the closest we got. Okay, I'm sorry. Our guest today is Sherry Beck, who is running for 4th District Supervisor, and we've been talking about what she wants to do, and she has said that she supports the Knighton Road Mall. That's coming anyway, so why not have some, you know, something to say about it and who they are. Public safety, and she's totally against the AB 109 prison realignment. Now, you know, we wanted to talk about one of the questions that came in was unions. They're paying pensions. Mm-hmm. Do you see a problem in Shasta County at that level with union pay and pensions?
Well, I think Shasta County kind of set the tone for what was happening in the area. I understand that the unions were willing to negotiate and recognized, fortunately, that the real world out there is we don't have the funds to continue with the health and welfare benefits and paying their share of the retirement benefits. When I worked for the state, I paid every month into my own retirement and also a portion of my health and welfare benefits. And I think it's only fair. I don't think the taxpayers should have to have that put upon them to pay 100% of everything. And what most people don't realize, and this was brought to our attention when I worked when I was out there at the Board of Trustees at Shasta College, there's called the GASB situation. It's a federal mandate that you have to plan for the next 30 years for your health and welfare benefits and fund that every year so that there'll be money there and not end up like CalPERS or STRS, where they don't have enough funds now if they had to pay everybody their health and welfare benefits. So I want to say that we need to work with the unions and we need to be fair, but we also need to recognize that there's a situation there until the economy improves, we can't really give them a lot more than what they would like to have.
The new veterans home that was, and I mean, I don't know what a county supervisor can do about this, you know, really. But the new veterans home that is built but is not going to be opened. We had a big meeting here. We had the head of the VA from California. His general came here. And frankly, he was just sat there kind of shamefaced to me.
He should have.
And he just sat there, and he's the one that wrote the letter about sucking it up, vets. Of course, he's sucking it up with $180,000 a year he's getting.
Well, how can you say they need to sacrifice more and wait? That was not appropriate.
No, it wasn't. I know Wally Herger has written that, and he's gone to bat finally into the to get this thing done and or try to get it open. I don't understand. You know, again, the county supervisor. What kind of impact can you make on this, if any?
Well, we can just keep lobbying down there. The governor has set certain priorities on his budget, and high-speed rail is one of them. The DREAM Act is another. What can't he get through his head that if it wasn't for the veterans, we wouldn't have the freedoms that we have here in America, and especially in the state of California? They fought for our freedoms. They fought for the opportunities to do what we're doing today. So we need to really lobby the governor and our legislators who serve on the budget committees. And Assemblyman Jim Nielsen is vice chair of the Assembly Budget Committee. He went in last year. The governor wanted to put a six-month delay on it in the budget. And Jim said, no, the people, and this was bipartisan. It was not just a Republican situation. It was bipartisan. He went in and negotiated with the governor and said, no, we're not going to do 6 months. We need, if you want to do it and you're going to push it, we'll accept 3 months, but that's it. And so it was supposed to open this spring. Well, then the governor comes out. He increases the deficit budget that we had by 7%, and he wants all these other things. Didn't even consider putting up the veterans home as a top priority. And it's not just this veteran home. It's also the one in Fresno. And those homes were built with the idea that we would honor and respect those who suffered and gave their all for our country and have a place for them to go to when they are in need.
I just find it abhorrent, really, that the Democrats, and it is Democrats, my friends, and the governor, who's a Democrat, can't find, several million, you know, we're not talking $1 billion, we're talking like $8 or $9 million to open up these homes, yet he can find all this money for a high-speed rail that goes nowhere, that even his own people are against, and we can fund illegals here. I don't understand this concept and why people just aren't irate. And what I was told was, well, if you organize, the catchword being you, us, people up here, organize people to show up down there and rally. Well, okay. How many do you need? What, 500, 1,000, what? And to let them know is that we don't like this up here, but it's up to us to organize that. It's not up to the Director of Veterans Affairs to walk in with his deputy and say, I do not stand for this. The veterans do not stand for this. I am their point man in this, and guess what? I'm going to take a bullet for them because I'm going to resign unless you find a way to open up the veterans' homes. Yeah. You know, but I don't think he's going to do that.
On the Internet, just a few months ago, there was a report out of all these boards and commissions down there in Sacramento that have reserves. Excuse me. And these reserves could be tapped to use for the veterans' homes.
Yes.
And why they don't consider that, that's beyond
because,
me.
Because they don't care. It's much more important to fund an illegal than it is to fund for veterans. I got to take a break here, Sherry. I don't mean to get into rant. This is your show here.
We want people to
listen to hear what you say, not what I think. Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Home, the place for all your home and garden decor. From the moment you enter, you'll see amazing treasures and unique gifts for any and all budgets. Sarabella Home also features local artisans with one-of-a-kind items. They also offer fresh floral services for weddings and special events. With over 11 years of floral experience, Sarabella Home, 605-0708 in the Mistletoe Plaza just down from Carmona's. Sarabella Home, let our home inspire yours.
There are a lot of reasons why people keep coming back to Crown Motors. And Frank Hillachico is one of our favorite return customers. And Frank says, I had the pleasure of buying another new Honda. I enjoyed the same great people and the same great service. Crown is the best dealer around. We appreciate it, Frank.
the pleasure's all ours. We like taking care of our customers. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. Remember, as dealers, we all pay the same price for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
Here's another satisfied customer of CARS, California Auto Repair and Smog.
This is Sandy Passaro with Accelerated Mortgage. Sandy, you're a CARS customer. How long have you been coming to CARS, California Auto Repair and Smog?
You know, I've been bringing my vehicles to California Auto Repair and Smog for about 9 years.
Wow.
My cars have always run well. They have all of the preventative maintenance done on them, and I can rely on California Auto Repair and Smog to let me know when it's time to bring my vehicle in.
Thank you, Sandy. That's terrific.
And now that you have the concierge service, it's so convenient to be able to call and say, I need my car serviced, but I don't have a ride. It's an awesome service.
Well, thank you, Sandy. We know you're busy with your mortgage business.
Thank you so much.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
Many of life's failures are from people who did not realize how close they were to success when they gave up. Thomas Edison knew what he was talking about. Five Star Bank wants to be your partner in success. It's a great big financial world out there, and having some smart people to count on is so important. Five Star Bank has those smart professionals to give you the kind of advice and support so needed in today's business. Smart people doing good business. You may not be trying to invent a light bulb, but starting and running a small business can seem just as daunting. Great inspiration and wisdom can be had from those who were there before you and I. Five Star Bank wants to be there for you. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. You know, I really like that song. It's coming back in. And it's Tears for Fears, right?
Yes, indeed. Everybody wants to rule the world. You know, among very young people, the 80s songs are having a big resurgence, not unlike the 50s songs had back when you or I were in school. Remember that? They had a big resurgence of 50s music.
Yeah.
Now the 80s music is becoming very popular with the teens and 20-somethings, and I find that very interesting.
You know, I find this interesting is we have a sacred drumming circle happening, and it represents the heartbeat of life and the rhythm of nature. And they're going to have a sacred drumming circle this Sunday from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Center for Spiritual Living. And that's going to be, like I said, this Sunday from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. with Lynn Fritz. And they're going to have, you can bring your own percussion instrument, you can bring your own drum, or just clap your hands and go along with this. I know, Lynn, and I know people have go to this, and they just love it. It's a way of making yourself feel better and bringing yourself closer into the community. Give them a call at 243-8862. That's 243-8862. Or go to www.lynfritz.com and experience the spiritual practice of drumming to create community and wellness. Okay. It's the Center for Spiritual Living at 1905 Hartnell Avenue, and that's going to be Sunday. It sounds, you know, I know Lynn, and she's, I think this would be a cool thing to do. Our guest, Sherry Beck, running for District 4 Supervisor, business, and this is what I think. Every problem in this county, or probably in this state, could be fixed by jobs and employment.
Absolutely.
What are you going to do that, have that happen?
Well, first of all, we need to be aware of what's happening with all these tax proposals. You know, there's 41 propositions on the ballot in June, and most of them deal with tax issues. How do we get rid of, why do we want to be taxed more when that's not the issue? The issue is jobs. Once you get jobs, Those jobs provide income for the people. They buy houses. They pay property taxes. They pay sales taxes. It's a ripple effect. That's what we need to do. First of all, I think we need to look at our departments and see which ones are the impediments to our businesses here that are trying to do business or establish business or remain in business. Those have to be looked at very carefully, and the board needs to take some action on how to eliminate or modify those so that people can survive here and have a healthy business climate. Down in Sacramento, whenever a law is passed, the agency that is affected has to develop regs to implement that particular law. There is an Office of Administrative Law. All these regs have to go there and be reviewed, and they are researched to find out the impact on the stakeholders in this particular issue. Why can't the county have some type of review board to look at all these regs and see how they're going to impact our businesses and how to improve the climate? Also, we need to look at our permit fees. If the city of Redding can reduce or eliminate some of those fees, why can't the county look at those fees? It's going to generate interest in our community, and it's going to help the businesses to develop their particular business and have this ripple effect. We need to look at the SRA fees. Those things have been passed by the state as well. We need to find out, really, the board needs to be aware of everything that's going on down there that's going to impact the county. This particular fee that was passed in the budget by a majority vote is instead a tax, and it was not passed by a two-thirds vote. Should the Board of Equalization start sending out those bills to people, then there will definitely be a lawsuit by the Howard Jarvis Foundation, of which I am a member.
You know, Sherry, we have fees, and we have all these hundreds, if not thousands, of rules. Russ Mall, who was here, heads up the code enforcement. He said there's so many that it's almost impossible to enforce them. So they prioritize them, if that's a word. And I'm not sure how they do that. I mean, maybe Russ does that, but he just says, you know, and some of them, he said, many of them are just dumb. Is there a way that we can pick, you know, that the board supervisors can kind of go through these laws and just say, okay, we'll enforce them, but we'll put them in a priority order that this one will enforce after everything else happens and men and women have gotten into the lifeboats and gone down the Sacramento River?
Well, I think the board, and surely they would agree with me, you have to use common sense on some of this stuff. And you know that stuff that's coming out of the feds or out of the state, it doesn't make any sense on what they're doing. If we're mandated by law, we really don't have much choice, because they'll say, well, if you don't follow this, then we're not going to give you the money to do this. So we have to be very careful about those things that we do accept and those things that we're just going to put on the back burner. But I think that's one thing that the board needs to look at, is be a little more careful about what is really happening in our county and not let all these department heads run us.
Well, that's an interesting concept. We've got to take a break here. Our guest, Sherry Beck, running for District 4 Supervisor. This is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. We're going to take a quick break and be right back.
This month at Tobacco and Brew, the coffee special will be chocolate truffle mocha or white mocha raspberry. 16 ounces of a hot drink for $3 through February. Treat your sweetie to a delicious cup of hot coffee. Tobacco and Brew also has flavored loose teas and vanilla maple coffee beans on sale.
In the humidor, we are offering the Macanudo. The Macanudo is one of the most recognizable and popular cigar brands in the world, and if you purchase three, you get one free. It's known for its mild flavor and body. Tobacco and Brew is also collecting old or damaged American flags that need proper honor and care in their disposal.
And did you know, when you bring in your empty bottles and cans to Tobacco and Brew, they will donate them to the Empire Recovery Center.
That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Hey, honey, hop in the Jeep. Let's go get a cup of coffee.
Oh, yeah.
At North Valley Bank, you get to choose the checking account that best fits your needs. And with our electronic accounts, we're sure you'll be happy with our fee elimination options. For example, if you like electronic banking and would like to eliminate monthly fees, our Express checking account is the perfect solution. Just sign up for e-statements and direct deposit.
or choose Go Checking. You can avoid the monthly fee when you use your debit card for purchases more than 5 times per statement month. No matter which one you choose, we'll pay you up to $25 when you trade in your debit card and unused checks from your previous bank within 30 to 45 days. That's right, $25. Choose the best account, set up your services, and say goodbye to fees. For more details, stop in, call us at 866-869-MORE, or visit us online at novb.com. North Valley Bank, member FDIC.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
It's not how many hours we put in. It's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients. It's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation. It's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jesrani. Call today, 241-3350. 241-3350.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't.
And welcome back to Free Fire Radio in our last segment here. Carl, Linda Bott. Linda is down in Sacramento with her parents, handling family stuff there. We're going to have a guest host next week. Well, Linda is actually bringing me with her so I can carry the bags while she's entertaining down in Palm Springs. And we actually get 3 days off. Okay, I know. And so do not write to me and say, oh, you shouldn't take a day off. This is our first 3 days we've done together. Okay. Following this show, following Free Fire Radio, of course, is our Friday morning business show, Shasta Startup. And today, Les Milberg will be the host, and his guest will be Adam McElvain, talking young entrepreneurs that are doing a lot of things in the business world. Though he will follow us right after the show, and then after them, of course, will be Dennis Miller. Let's go to the phones here. Our guest is Sherry Beck, who's running for 4th District Supervisor, and we have Ann. Ann, good morning.
Good morning. Sherry, I was wondering, if you're elected as supervisor, will you be more willing to adopt the policy of coordination to work with the different agencies that affect our way of life and our economy up here? And I'll use the Forest Service as example in their travel management plan, because up to this point, this board of supervisors that we have, they think they're coordinating, but they actually are not. They're engaging more in cooperation, which doesn't really have much power. And I was just wondering, you know, what your opinion is about that, and if we could count on you to actually invoke coordination and carry it out properly with these different agencies, such as BLM, Forest Service, Army Corps of Engineers, like the city has done. And I'll take my answer off the air, okay?
Thanks, Ann.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye.
Well, that certainly is something to consider. I know that in District 4 there are a lot of national forests up there, and that's something that needs to be considered. Yes, I would be I would like to be personally involved in these particular issues. Of course, all those that you named are federal, and they have their mandates as well. But we certainly can work together. I remember when I worked for Senator Jim Nielsen, he developed a fisheries plan, SB 1086, that had to do with federal agencies, state agencies, and local agencies. And that was the first time that all these agencies at least sat down at the table, looked at each other, and could talk to each other before they just kind of ignored each other. But that was a cooperative effort, and I know it can be done, and I think that's something that can be done.
Okay, Sherry, I know we just got a couple minutes left. Second Amendment and the concealed carry that exists here in Shasta County?
I support. I had a concealed weapon permit.
Okay, that's what I was asking.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay.
There is one bill out there that was passed and signed by the governor that says you can't carry an unloaded gun on a public street. So what's our asphalt cowboys going to do?
Ooh. Well, they have them loaded with blanks. Or maybe it's part of a theatrical thing. I'm not sure. Who knows? Who knows what the asphalt cowboys are? Cowboys with a drinking problem or drinkers with a cowboy problem? I'm not sure which one. Okay,
here.
Just kidding, guys. Okay, don't let me come in here shooting the studio up. Sherry, you got like a minute and a half left.
Oh boy.
Just
okay.
Last thoughts.
On the raising of the dam, it raises more questions than answers, and the Native Americans have questions. This is not a new subject, and I think Andy Main commented on that as well. This is an old issue. It's been tried several times. The government will say, okay, it's going to cost this much, and we'll do it in 6 years or whatever. We know that the federal government does not do that, and neither does the state government. By the time you get through, and this is what happened to local government as well, they say it's going to cost so much, and by the time you get it finished or add-ons or anything, it costs a lot more than what's expected. And no, I don't see this happening in the near future. It's going to flood a lot of businesses. How is that going to impact them? How is it going to help them? There's no resolution to their relocation. And also the Hearst property that's up on the McLeod, that's going to bother them.
I'm sorry. I've got to stop you. We've run out of time, Sherry. Hey, are you willing to debate anybody?
Yes.
Okay. We want to set up a debate with all of our old people that are running. I like to hear what everybody says at one time. Thank you so much for being here. It won't
thank
be the
you.
Last time. We try to have everybody on at least a couple of times before we have the primaries. The will be followed by Shasta Startup and Les Melberg. And just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Which are you?